You are now about to begin the great adventure, the journey out of your mind.
Back up in your act with the resurrection.
It's the Bat Rat Podcast.
They say all's fair in love and war. So tell me what it feel like she be cheating me for. Ain't separated, but she threatened divorce. Baby girl's cold shoulder always treating me raw. Late night screams, fights. Mood swings when things change. Let's cool off, calm down. But I get bitch slapped, it's on now. You know that I would never hit you back, at least not in the head. Shake the shit out of you and bounce it off the bed. Though you know I love you, I need space to breathe. I need space to leave Earth. I was much fucking worse when you met me. You should've called a hearse. The Oxycontin would've come to get me. Pharmaceutical morphine, liquid marinone. I did it on, no bullshit, you witnessed it. Did you forget who brought me back to life? Did you forget who my wife is? How I am part of you? Do you remember who half your life is? Up on your high horse, feeling righteous. Does it feel good to know that I write this alone in a house that ain't a home without my wife? It's a shell, a hoax, a show for folks, so write this down. They say all's fair in love and war. So tell me what it feel like she be cheating me for. Ain't separated, but she threatened divorce. Baby girl's cold shoulder always treating me raw. Even if the world was crumbling down, I couldn't see it. All I need is she in my eyes, best to believe it. All I need is love in my lungs, I try to breathe it. All I want is her in my heart, I try to bleed it. All I am is what she wants out of me. I try to be it, where I am is where she wants me to be. Hard to conceive it, once upon I wasn't sprung on no one. Obviously as the years pass, we tend to just veer past. I guess because all's fair in love and war. So tell me what it feel like she be cheating me for. Ain't separated, but she threatened divorce. Baby girl's cold shoulder always treating me raw. They say all's fair in love and war. So tell me what it feel like she be cheating me for. Ain't separated, but she threatened divorce. Baby girl's cold shoulder always treating me raw.
Yeah. What's happening, Bat Rats? It's the motherfucking Bat Rat Podcast, episode number 5. It's January, going strong into the new year. You just heard Professor Amsterdam, the Professor Amsterdam. That's a band from San Antonio, Texas, I believe. We hosted them. I used to help run a venue for a year in downtown Albuquerque. It was like an art space, music space, all ages kind of deal. It was only around for a year, but it was called The Agency. It was named after a band that I was in at the time called Agency E, and we always called wherever we would meet up to practice The Agency, so when we got that spot, we actually officially named the space The Agency. And that's actually the space that Batwings for Lab Rats first started rehearsing in. So that's where it all came together. That was the spot, the legendary Agency. Anyway, one time we hosted a band there called the Professor Amsterdam, and that was them, who you just heard on the intro. I don't know what the name of that song was, because I don't have the CD art. It's in storage. My living situation is in flux at the moment. But I have it, had it uploaded onto my computer, so that was a track off of their album called The Same Brain, by the Professor Amsterdam. They're fucking awesome. I don't know if they're still around. I went to their Facebook page today, and the last update was from 2011. So I think maybe they're not around. Maybe they're just not good at updating their Facebook. I don't know. But you can also get their album on CD Baby. If you go to cdbaby.com/CD/ProfAmsterdam, ProfAmsterdam. Prof Amsterdam, you can get the CD, and it's actually a longer version than the one I have. The version I have only has 11 tracks. This one has 16, so I highly recommend picking that up. It says, recommended if you like Outkast, Sublime, The Roots. I like all of those things, so you should check out Professor Amsterdam when you get the chance. Speaking of music, you need to know that the new Batwings for Lab Rat single, Control, debuts next week on this podcast, on episode 6, January 22nd. That shit's gonna be dropping. I highly recommend you check it out. We're really proud of it. We put mad work into it. And the first single is finally here. It's called Control. And I'll tell you all about it next week. But make sure you tune into the podcast. You'll be able to download it for free on batwingsforlabrats.com. The new website is almost ready to launch. We're going to launch it with the new single. It's going to be a real big day, so make sure you're around next week for that shit. That's the big news. Right now, it's 9:26. Actually, it's 9:48. I don't know where I got 9:26. It's 9:48 a.m. on a Tuesday, and I'm getting higher. Because I'm a degenerate. And this is what I do with my free time. I do have a job. I'm not a complete slob living in the gutter, plugging in my computer at the library, taking baths in the sink, trying to wash my stink out of my armpits and my one jacket that I wear, no matter what, whether it's 100 degrees outside or 20 degrees. It's not that bad yet. But if I keep up with this trying to make art shit, it might get there. No, I'm just kidding. It smells real bad in here right now. I had a bag of corn nuts, and I put the corn nuts on the table, and I went to bed. When I woke up in the morning, the bag of corn nuts was gone. The bag was still there, but it was shredded on the floor, and the dog was looking at me with these big, frightened eyes staring up at me. And I knew that the dog had eaten all my corn nuts. I got the corn nuts because I wanted to eat them, and I ate some of them and put them aside to save the rest for later, like a responsible adult. And when I woke up in the morning, there were no more corn nuts to be had, and now the dog's farts smell remarkably terrible. So the room is filled with dog fart stank. That's your Batwings for Lab Rats update. I'm Loki, by the way. I don't even think I introduced myself. I'm not a professional. I'm doing this shit for fun. And I thank you all very much, everyone who's tuned in. You can check out the new album art for the new album, Tuning Antennas. You can check that out on our Facebook page. I just put it up. It's up there. Give it a like. Share it with your friends. It's a painting that I did. Very proud of it. Mark helped design the actual cropping and the design of the album art from the painting, and you'll be able to get that album soon. Like I said, we're releasing it a single at a time, so keep an ear out each and every week from the podcast. Hopefully we can get one out every week. It might be every week or two, depending on how it goes, but that's the plan. And I thank you all very much for listening to the podcast. Much love. I think we're going to do a little bit shorter of a show. I don't know if it'll be from now on. It'll be this week. I think I'm going to aim for half an hour instead of an hour. Just experimenting with shit. I don't know. But we'll see how it goes. Maybe it'll go a little longer if I get into the groove. But here's some shit to listen to. See you soon. And I'm soaking in John. Swimming in his warm love. Sun is shining. It brings me joy. It brings me joy. It brings me love to share. I got love to spread, girl. Love to share. I got love to spread, girl.
and I'm soaking in joy.
Meditation is more important than your job.
But you could also say that those things will, they go back into it. So if your reading helps your career.
Oh, yeah, it'll help everything.
More than anything, really.
This is what people don't understand, is the flurry that everyone's gotten into at this point. I mean, people are in a flurry. They're running around. They're going around doing crazy shit everywhere that accomplishes nothing. When it's gotten to the point now.
Doing. They're doing a lot of doing.
They're just doing.
You gotta be doing. You must be doing.
If you're not doing,
who are you? What are you? You're not doing? Shh, get out of my town.
What do you do?
What do you mean? What do I do?
That's just a question people
exactly.
ask
yeah,
each other.
That's the worst question. So what do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do? I don't know. I don't know what I do. I mean, what does a bird do?
It's yeah. This question, that what do you do?
It's terrible. It's the worst thing ever. Doing is everything bad that's ever happened has been because of people doing things. Almost nothing bad happens from not doing, from inaction.
Good God Almighty, man. These people are cultists. Like, you know, everyone rails against the poor Scientologists.
They do, yeah.
But you want to talk about the real cult? It's the doers.
It's the doers. It's the, I guess you could say it's the capitalist machine. You could say it's the...
The machine is comprised of doers. And yeah. I want to talk about the particulates of the machine.
I've been a doer often.
Oh, God, Johnny.
So have you. We all have been doers. You've been a doer.
I've been a doer.
Yeah.
But thank God I had this amazing chance to have an excuse to not do
anything.
Right,
you got struck down by the lightning finger.
2 fucking months.
Yeah.
I got a 2-month bench period, and during that time, I got to not do.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I like doing. Doing is great. But I'm not talking about action, because we all have to act.
Right.
I'm talking about the people who are clearly using their action as either some kind of revenge. They're kind of like trying to get vengeance through their activity to prove to the world that they're okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're using their ambition is not because they're passionate about what they're doing. Their ambition is this desperate.
It's to be better, to be like,
to be in front.
What time did you get up this morning? No, I've been up for a while. I've been up doing it for a while now.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Melanie? No, she got up. Melanie just got up, everybody. Melanie just got up. Let's clap for her. No, I've been up doing. What have I been doing? I did a little of this, did a little of that, did some of this, did some of that. So we were doing. What were you doing? Oh, were you sleeping?
Oh, you're okay. Sleeping in.
Okay, okay. You just go. You go ahead and do that, okay, Melanie? Okay, Melanie.
Okay, Melanie. You sleep in. Jack has not missed a day of work in the last 20 years.
Jack hasn't missed a day.
I remember it, and I for some reason I still remember this. It was like junior high, the last like pep rally of junior high, where they gathered us all in the gym to say goodbye to us, because I went to rugby junior high, and from rugby
it's a great name.
And from rugby junior high you moved to West Henderson, home of the Falcons, and that and it, they was that's up the hill, the high school was up the hill. And I remember the principal at rugby coming out and giving this speech about how you're all going to move up the hill. and things are different up the hill. And they, now, anyway, they gave an award. This is the thing. They gave an award. And the award was to this weird kid who hadn't missed one day of class.
It's always a weird kid.
In in 3 years, he didn't miss one day. Not one day. that's the ultimate, you know, that's a mini doer. Who's like, it's that, or like you'll hear it about comedians too. Oh yeah. Oh, Jackie Flips. No, his appendix had exploded, but he still did his 15 minutes out of the Comedy Store that night.
Yeah. Doing. I played a gig on bass when I had an IV in my arm. I was doing. Maybe it wasn't doing. Maybe it was just.
But in our society, the what's rewarded is not so much what is being done, It's the doing.
Yeah, the fact, oh, you built the house. Or you built the suburbs. You did it. You did the thing. You made the, well, I made the tea at least.
Action, 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 action. Wake up, get going, wake up, get going. So you see this, and what ends up being lost is just really basic shit. And one of the first things that gets lost in this activity that you're always engaged in, here's what I can think of right offhand. There's three things that get obliterated by doing. By, if you're in the cult, you know you're in the cult of doers. If right now you consider, when was the last time that you sat still and did nothing for 10 minutes straight?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not, no reading, no TV, no internet.
So difficult to do that.
When was the last time you did that? Just really think about that. When was the last time you did that? Think about that. Because for many, 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 many people,
it's almost never.
In their whole lives, they've never done that.
The best thing, I think that the best thing to do in terms of like finding that kind of time is just to watch things. I find it like, I like, more than anything, I would just like to like observe, you know? You just like, because if you're observing, you're not talking, you're not, all you're doing is watching. You're just watching what's happening. And if you go places, there's a lot of places that are very conducive to just looking and watching and observing. Like if you go to like the Huntington Gardens or something.
Sure.
If you go, or any place where you can watch things, watch nature, and just sort of, you're just observing. And it's weird when you don't say anything and you're quiet, how many things come forth because you're allowing them to present themselves.
Damn right. Mm-hmm. And also that if you go and you decide to actually get out of your man-made cave and head out into nature and sit still and just sit still in nature, you will find there's a really creepy amount of guilt that comes up. Like, you're supposed to be, it's such a weird thing to be just be out in nature sitting still, not doing anything. There's this sense inside of you that's like,
okay, what time is it?
What's next for the day?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Why are you just sitting here? Man, it's a real fucking mess. I mean, we're talking like deep level brainwashing has been inflicted on this species.
Yeah, it's like, it's getting worse too. I think it probably is getting worse because just how much noise is in the environment. We have a significant amount of noise, and noise makes it hard to be, it's very easy to be distracted because of all the noise.
But the noise, you can absorb the noise. We're just talking about this, like, act, the act of you think you're free, but find a time that you normally would be doing and sit down and read for 2 hours and then tell me you're free. Because you're not. Because just finding those 2 hours to sit and read, for a lot of people, they're like, oh, God. Oh, to have that time.
To have the time to carve out. Yeah, because I was thinking of that part in American Splendor. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Remember when Harvey Pekar is in the bakery and he's buying like 2-day-old bread for cheap, and he sees some woman he used to go to college with, and she's like envious. You know, he's like hyper-depressed and in like doldrums constantly, and this woman's like, she's like envious of his lifestyle because she has kids, and she's like, now I have, because they were in English class together, and he was really good at that, and so she's like, oh, it's so amazing you're reading like that book. I haven't got to crack a book in so long because I have no time with the kids and everything like that. So it's like, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking about that.
No,
sort of, but
it's terrifying. But if you don't have kids, you still not. I just think of like, you know, being in LA, we get to be around people who have the ambition and the pull.
They're crazy. Yeah, this town is like crazy driven. It's like you never see people who are so type A, just ready to cut down whatever jungle is in front of them.
But why do those people always seem so pissed?
I think it's I don't know. That's funny. I guess it's because maybe like the anger comes out of that action because they're so driven. It's like a part of the same thing, you know. It's like a part of the thing where they're it's the aggression.
Yeah, they're steely and they like can actually get angry on the way to yoga. Like, they, they'll get mad. Everything they do has this underlying current of anger beneath it. It's like they're actors usually, or they're producers, but in the midst of the process of acting like something or producing something, the fuel behind it is this bizarre competitive rage.
I think a lot of times, there's a hummingbird right there, by the way.
They hang out in that window.
Yeah, it's very pretty. It's a thing where it's a product of, I don't know. I think maybe I feel this way sometimes too, is you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you really want or what you're trying to do, so you just do stuff with this sort of blind rage, and that sort of, it's loud enough to quell the underlying question or this, whatever it is that you are unsure of. It busies the mind so you don't have to think about that thing that is really at the center of what you're driving for and moving toward.
What is that thing?
It's different for everyone, I suppose, you know? It's the thing, it's like, what is the big question, or what is the thing that you really want to be doing, or what is the thing that you really would make you happy? I think if you're busy, if you keep yourself busy and always doing stuff, it's very easy to not have to deal with that thing that is maybe something that you should deal with.
I like, but you know, being busy is definitely a wonderful balm when you're feeling depressed.
Oh yeah, I think there's two different types though. I think it's one thing to be doing good. Like, if you feel bad, to do good things, because nothing makes you feel better than helping other people when you feel bad. Because all of a sudden, just like it evaporates. But I think I mean more like in terms of just like getting stuff on the calendar. I always think about that kind of shit with my life. I'm like, this day's open. Oh no.
There's too much white.
There's too much time. Yeah.
Not enough ink on my calendar.
Exactly.
Yeah. I, it all boils down to, being outside the present moment, really.
Yeah. And that's the worst. That's the worst thing, is being not in the present moment.
What I like to do when I have these pangs of anxiety that have tormented me for my entire life is whenever I get a nice, like, sweet gong on the, like, when a nice big gong on the fucking anxiety bell, I like to, instead of just feeling the anxiety and reacting, I like to kind of trace back, like, who banged the gong. And it's inevitably, the being banging the gong is always a thought of the future.
Mm-hmm.
The anxiety comes from thinking about the future.
Yeah.
Like, if I think right now, I'm like, man, I'm going on the road Wednesday. I've got all this shit I've got to do. I've got 2 days to do it. How am I going to have the time to do it? I want to wash my clothes, and I need to clean, but I've got to.
Makes you crazy.
I got to get these podcasts done. I've got to make sure that I, like, have my material together and get the puppet polished.
Polish the puppet.
But if I don't let myself think about the future, and then I'm just here, then everything slows down. Like, all of a sudden, when you just think right now about just being in the present moment, and you're just kind of sort of giving up the future.
Drinking the tea.
You're drinking tea.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, everything's like, I'm not going to say everything's great. You still have the residual hangover of a lifetime of thinking about the future that's always with you, but you
can deal with it.
Everything just shifts in such a substantial way the moment you pull the tendrils of your mind out of the phantasm of the past or the future.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. That was Duncan Trussell and Johnny Pemberton. Excerpt from Duncan Trussell's podcast called The Duncan Trussell Family Hour, which is one of my all-time favorite podcasts. You should listen to that. And you should keep tuning in to the Bat Rap podcast for news like this. February 7th, we're playing at Amped for our buddy Josh Jones having a birthday extravaganza. It's an 18 and up show. There's going to be erotic art. Ooh. So we're playing at that. I know Bandwidth No Name is going to be there. I'm pretty sure I heard that was the case. We'll have more details for you, but come on out to that February 7th at Amped in Albuquerque, 18 and up. We'll see you there. You just heard Duncan Trussell and Johnny Pemberton. Before that was another track off the Professor Amsterdam album, From the Same Brain. And we're going to listen to a little bit more of that. And we're going to listen to some Batwings for Lab Rats to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out? Fuck it, we'll do it live! Is that old? Should I stop with that? Sometimes I let a joke run for too long and people get tired of it. And then at that point, the best you can get is like a sympathy laugh, which is just the worst, you know? Just laughing because they don't want to disappoint you and shit. Anyway, thanks for tuning into the podcast. We'll see you February 7th. If you're in Albuquerque, come out to Amped. Make sure you tune in next week to the podcast. We'll be releasing Control, the new single. Check out our album art. It's up on the Facebook. You can check it out. And make sure that you're around next week to download the first single off Tuning Antennas for free, the new album. It's finally happening. We're all so very excited. I just listened to the new mix of Control, and it's almost there. It's going to kick you in the teeth. I'm so excited. Word up. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week. Much love. Peace out.
Just like me, we're trying to get
low. Don't touch that fire.
ever since I was born, ever since. Don't get too close. Ever since I was born, it was trying to warn me. Don't touch that fire. It burns, you know. Don't get too close. Ever since I was born, ever since I was born, ever since. Don't touch that fire. Ever since I was born.
Yeah.
We stand here with our hands in the air, and they ignore us like we're.